The governor's budget proposal includes a partnership between state and local governments to manage the high cost of this year's natural disasters. The state already offers some assistance, but Noem says local governments have expressed concerns in the face of record-breaking damages.
To answer this need, starting with the 2019 disasters, we will now offer loans to cities, counties, townships, and tribes from the Emergency and Disaster Fund. The state will continue to pay for 10% of the cost of the disasters, but now will offer loans for the other 90%.
Noem says the state will also help communities achieve funding matches for FEMA disaster mitigation grant programs.
It's our belief that the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program and the Pre-Disaster Mitigation Program will help cover project costs to improve infrastructure resiliency, provide long-term solutions to repetitive loss situations, and help avoid reliance on federal dollars for future recovery.
The governor's budget proposal uses state money to lower community match requirements for those federal grants from 25 to 15%. Emergency and disaster fund loans will also support local mitigation projects. State Senator Ryan Maher of District 28 says these programs could benefit the entire state.
Just to help bridge that loan between the time the federal government, the FEMA, kicks in and when they actually are expending that money, and being able to do better infrastructure than what was currently there to make that go further into the future. So the next time we have some flooding, that those roads don't wash out again, we're back right back to square one, starting out with what we were doing.
Maher's district includes the Cheyenne River Reservation, which saw expansive infrastructure damage from flooding this spring. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.